resident describes her Blog Talk Radio.
The complex was on fire.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes, nothing. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus.
Welcome to the kickoff show of Mike and Lou's Evil Variety. I mean, the questionable intelligence report.
Some shit that Mike and Lou did. And Q, I spilled beer on my laptop.
Who spilled beer on your laptop?
I did just now, putting beer down.
Good job. You're the man at the controls, and you can't even keep your shit together. Must be not, you know, I wish I had a beer right now, but I'm in a car.
Well, it's the right time. Let me go to the never,
get exactly.
The toilet paper.
So this is the kickoff show for the Questionable Intelligence Report, and what we're planning on doing here is to bring our version of the news to the general populace. We're going to be bigger than Howard Stern.
Yes, and by bigger we mean his penis size. Even
which is,
between the both of them,
according to him, small.
Yeah, so we got that beat. Absolutely.
Guys, I believe so. At least if we put both of our penises together, we should be able to beat Howard Stern.
Jesus. I would hope so. What was that song that you made me do the intro? I got bronchitis. Who's the woman?
Sweet Brown.
Sweet Brown. Apparently she's some drunken woman who burned her house down. And,
yes.
Got bronchitis from it. And she's a big sensation now, apparently.
Well, she said her whole story was that she went to get a pop, a cold top. And she smelled something burning, and, oh, Lordy Jesus, she ran out of the house with no shoes and nothing, Jesus. And then her house burned down.
All around.
And she said, but she said, when she smelled it, she said, oh, Lordy Jesus, it's a fire.
It's a fire.
It's a fire.
Where is she from that she calls it pop and fire?
I really don't give two fucks about her at all. But the song that they made about her was funny enough that it should be the opening for our show.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
yes,
but
we'll have her on. I'm going to call her next week, see if she can clear up her busy schedule for us. I'm sure she's getting
it. That's not a bad idea. I wonder if we could get a hold of her. I wouldn't be surprised if she is an agent at this point. But anyway, so we're planning.
Work. Let's make it work for us.
We can make it work for us. So what we're going to do eventually, once we get our shit together, is put some sketches on here. We're going to do some sketches, some bullshit news, and we're just going to talk about bullshit. And I think the first show is probably going to be just talking about bullshit.
Bullshit. Bullshit and how it comes out of bulls and the consistency, etc.
So we're actually going to be talking about feces. And obviously this is not going to be a show for children, although I don't see any reason why you shouldn't let your children listen to this show, because it's going to be enlightening.
Sure.
It's going to be full of wonder.
I watched cool stuff that made me, you know, wiser than my years, but, you know, for the better, you know.
See, but when I was a kid, I watched Howard Stern, Sam Kinison, and Andrew Dice Clay, which is why I turned out to be such a filthy piece of shit.
And a filthy-minded piece of shit. That's very important.
And actually, I never liked Sam Kinison or Andrew Dice Clay, at all.
You said that before. You know, I used to, embarrassingly enough, I did actually like them. But I don't want to explain why the adults around me.
Wait, shouldn't we be doing this in our DJ voices, in our our morning drive DJ voices?
With music in the background. Who had music in the background? David Lee Roth.
David Lee. So back when I was a kid, I used to watch people like
Brissy.
Howard Stern and Andrew Dice Clay and Sam, the loud madman Kinison.
The legendary.
There was a story about Sam Kinison where he was dating some sort of Playboy model, and he was so fucked up on drugs he took a shit in the hotel room and passed out on the bed, and not only did she clean up the poopies on the ground, but she wiped his butt for him while he was passed out on the bed.
I know that story is true, but is that That wasn't a Playboy model, was it?
That was Jessica Hahn. Jessica Hahn. Whose only claim to fame was that she had large breasts, and I believe she slept with a telemarketer. Or was that a televangelist? same thing, right?
Same thing, trying to sell you some bullshit.
Where's your voice, my man? This is not your radio show voice.
Oh, excuse me. Come alive at you, Lou Camacho.
That's right. Use the voice that you use when you're dealing with white people.
Oh, my God. It's usually something trying to conjure up some... I'm looking up pictures of Jessica and what she might look like now.
She was... You know, I never thought she was attractive either back in the day. But actually, I would like to bring up something here. We might even revisit this topic because it's such a, at least for me, it's such an enraging hot button topic, and everybody should be talking about it. Is we were a big fan of Bill Hicks, the comedian Bill Hicks.
Total.
And
he's a comedian. He was around
late '80s, early '90s. I think he died before Kurt Cobain did.
Yeah, '92 actually. Yeah.
Yeah,
if I remember.
He died a couple of years. I'm sure he liked Nirvana. I know he liked Tool and Rage Against the Machine and all those guys. But
he opened for them with some bullshit, introduced them.
The fact is that he had a long-standing feud with Dennis Leary, who up until about maybe 10 years ago, I thought was, or 15 years ago, I thought was, you know, not too bad. He had some stuff. He had that song, Asshole.
Sure. I liked his comedy, too. I used to really dig his stuff, his Angry Man stuff.
He was really popular. He was all over MTV. Anybody who's over the age of, was it like 27, should remember when MTV played music.
Those were the days.
Yep.
Videos and stuff. So, yeah, Dennis Leary was touring with Bill Hicks and when they were having their come-uppings. And basically Dennis Leary, word for word in some instances, stole Bill Hicks' material.
He stole his material, and he also stole pretty much his entire... The whole chain-smoking, angry, ranting, leather jacket-wearing... The persona, exactly, the persona that he's famous for.
Is something that another man actually was, that lived that lifestyle.
Dennis Leary, if you watch any of Dennis Leary's old material before he became famous, he reminded me, what was that movie with Sean Penn and Gary Oldman and Ed Harris, the Irish mob movie?
Oh, yeah,
with the big shootout at the end?
Yeah, I'll find it. But yeah, I know that movie.
You remember that? Well, there was a movie, and Gary Oldman played Sean Penn's friend, and Ed Harris's greasy, skinny, pale... fucking drug addicted little brother.
Yeah. State of Grace. Yeah.
Dennis Leary was the character that Gary Oldman based his character on.
Absolutely. Sidebar, Gary Oldman is one of the best fucking actors that ever lived.
Yes, he is. I don't think we can find anybody who would disagree with that. But,
no, people just don't know who he is, but we'll get back to that.
But that's okay. If you want to contribute something meaningful to the conversation, I'll wait. Gary Oldman, best actor. You know who used to have a great set of tits, by the way, is Lindsay Lohan. Let's just throw that out there. Lindsay Lohan.
She did.
Great titties.
It's going to be Elizabeth, young Elizabeth Taylor, apparently. When she should actually be old, fucked, and abused Liz Taylor at this point.
That's what she 5 years later, she's old and abused Elizabeth. Anyway, the point is, that Dennis Leary was a weird, uncomfortable, greasy, smartass on stage.
Yeah.
He'd wear like a ratty white T-shirt, and he wasn't funny. And then he managed to, I guess, get enough of a name for himself that he was touring with Bill Hicks, who was an actual comedian at the time. And lo and behold, it was something like a year or two later, not only has he adopted the leather jacket, chain-smoking, slick-backed hair, fucking angry American persona, but he actually he changed, like, one word in a Bill Hicks joke.
And, yeah, that's it. I mean, he stole bits from it. You know what enrages me? is over the years I've been playing Bill Hicks in the car, have somebody sit in, it's like, oh my God, this guy literally is happening. Oh, this guy stole from
Dennis Leary. Unbelievable. Oh, this guy sounds just like Dennis Leary.
Unfucking believable. And it's like, no. And Bill Hicks used to say, when they would ask Bill Hicks, why did you steal from Dennis Leary? I'm sure he would shake his head, and he'd say, well, this is the thing. I did it 10 years before him, and to really throw him off the trail, I did it better. Yeah.
I thought he said, I did it better, but to really throw him off the trail, I did it 10 years earlier.
I think he said both.
Yeah, probably, which is great. But the point is, Bill Hicks in 92, I thought it was 93, but it could be 92, he died of pancreatic cancer.
Right.
Which was possibly related to all the ridiculous amounts of smoking and drugs that he did.
Drugs. He lived a fast food lifestyle, always, on the road, so he ate shitty food. I'm sure that contributed to his demise.
So the feud was, Bill Hicks had feuds with a lot of people, including Carrot Top, and I guess he made peace with Carrot Top at some point, but as far as I know, he never made peace with Dennis Leary.
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't either, because Dennis Leary got really, really famous in America for the, Bill Hicks was a lot more famous overseas than he was over here.
Yeah.
And Dennis Leary made a shit ton of money off of Bill Hicks's persona and material, and you can say whatever you want about, oh, he must have done it better, which is why he got famous. That's not fucking true, because Jennifer Lopez is fucking famous, and I can probably run out of cells in my body counting the number of fucking actors and actresses that are better than Jennifer Lopez.
Jesus Christ.
It doesn't matter if somebody's popular. It doesn't mean they have talent or skill.
The dog in Beethoven, the movie.
Exactly.
Fucking exactly.
So Dennis Leary, the other day, the point of this whole thing is that Dennis Leary, the other day, is on TV in a commercial.
I didn't see it, but you tell me about it. Jesus fuck.
For trying to cure pancreatic cancer. If there was a bigger fuck you to the guy who made his career,
I
can't even possibly think of it.
I can't think of it. Unless he dug him up and shat in his mouth, that's probably...
10 years! 10 fucking years after Bill Hicks dies, Dennis Leary comes on TV with a fucking let's cure pancreatic cancer, and he's looking so like, oh, this is a really serious thing, and he like looks down away from the camera and is all meaningful, and then looks up with, you can almost see that he was trying to summon a tear. He looks up with a meaningful, deep look in his eyes and says something along the lines of, we have to cure this, guys.
Oof. Upping his PR credit.
What we have to cure is the lack of artistic fucking integrity is what we have to cure.
Unbelievable. It's like, he does shitty commercials in general, and then he finds us a commercial.
Like an Enzo commercial or some shit like that?
Say again?
Can you do like a Pennzoil commercial or some bullshit?
Motor oil, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You pen some shit out of Pennzoil, Gastro, whatever. Unfucking believable. Fucking oil. Oil. Big oil. Oil, which is evil in the world in general. And he's just...
You are an avowed communist, are you not?
Yes, I am, actually. Why is it every time I wear something military, someone says that it's a communist thing? Like a military hat? Oh, that's a communist hat.
I don't know. I wear Che t-shirts, and I'm not a communist, so.
But
I think I grew out of that, too. I think I grew out of the whole Che Guevara t-shirt, but
yeah.
Probably because he failed.
All right. You're wearing a loser on your chest. What a loser. Not to mention that. He's 10 times better than Will ever actually be, because he actually did something.
Yeah, he actually did something. I mean, and you know what the fact is, like, I'm tired of, I consider myself a lefty. I definitely lean to the left.
Yeah.
But first off, I don't agree with pretty much anybody. except you, I think.
Yeah, for the most part, we agree that you suck. Go on.
That my mouth has stretch marks from all the cockpits been in. Yes, we agree on that.
Right.
I'm talking about politics.
Back to that.
I lean left, you lean left, but I don't agree with a whole shitload of liberals, and I don't fucking, I know communism doesn't fucking work.
Exactly.
You can't call somebody a commie if they're left-leaning, just because they believe in that the government shouldn't be involved in everything and that we need freedom and shit like that. But the government should run certain institutions.
Tanko, just because it's, you know, not the far right that you are part of. Conglomerated in one bullshit direction.
I believe in a free market. I mean, I guess I believe in, you know, I mean, I want people in small businesses to survive. I want there to be a variety of consumer products, but I don't think we should base our entire existence on buying and selling shit.
No.
Especially not when humans become the commodity that we're buying and selling.
Yeah. I mean, I've always said, so people say capitalism. If you break the word down, moneyism. And then you have socialism,
which is peopleism.
So, I mean, you take a cue, what have you. And capitalism, you know, people are greedy to begin with. So why have a setup where not only is it facilitated, it's demanded of you?
And, you know, I honestly might not have such a problem with this, with the cap. I mean, first off, we need to stop calling ourselves a democracy, because it's not a democracy.
Oh, yeah.
Even when it was a democracy, it was not technically a democracy. It was a republic.
Yeah, exactly.
And to start there, there's that to start off with. And the other thing is that it's the whole electoral college thing takes a lot of power out of the hands of people to vote directly for it. There is no direct vote, which is a problem.
The exact intention of it. You don't want these city slickers to be telling these shit kickers how to kick their shit.
I never thought about it like that, but yes, absolutely. They don't. Nobody wants to be told how to kick that. But the problem is that once you get past the fact that we have an electoral college, you also have to understand that so much of the way people get elected these days is visibility.
The one who spent the most money.
And because of these bullshit super PACs that they have now, which completely got around all of the corporate money in government laws, what buys the election is corporate fucking money.
Mm-hmm. Big money.
Big money.
Big money, and it's an investment. They're not good. Why would you give me $20 and not want something back from it?
Exactly. I mean, like, who? You cannot tell me, in a capitalist society, and we are a capitalist fucking society, that when a corporation, quote unquote, donates money to a candidate, that they're not looking for a fucking return on their investment. Period.
It's not a donation. It's an investment.
Period.
Purely and utterly.
It's, I mean, when you give money to an organization like Habitat for Humanity or something like that, there's really not. No, I'm not. Believe me, I'm not trying to. Yes, I am. But anyway,
does somebody work for Habitat?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Show?
I don't think I should. I probably shouldn't mention that, considering the shit that we talk about.
right.
Especially when we start talking about like sexual freedom and.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. I don't really know what you're talking about.
My hate of Christianity, things like that. That's probably not a good idea. But
what are the main topics people say don't talk about? Politics, religion, and bleeding assholes? Is that what?
But I mean, when you think about it, like, what could possibly be more interesting to talk about than politics, religion, and bleeding assholes?
Nothing at all. Wow.
What is more interesting? I mean, honestly, like, if you were, even, I'll tell you what, if you were to put a religious text in front of me and a bleeding asshole in front of me, I would want to talk about why that asshole is bleeding.
Yeah, definitely. If God came down from heaven and presented himself, I would still be like, why is that over there?
Be like, God, you got to check out this bleeding asshole.
That's right.
Be like, oh my God, God's here. God, you got to see this bleeding asshole.
There you go. could not have brought up the bleeding asshole.
Now, speaking of bleeding assholes, let's talk about the prolapse party that we stumbled across.
Stumbled across or actively searched?
Jerked off to. I should say, masturbated to.
I've seen a lot of different porn over the years. And, you know, crazy porn. But prolapse, explain what prolapse is so people...
Well, first off, did you realize that gonzo porn is not... I thought gonzo porn was like crazy, like clown fucking and midget sex and...
Yeah,
like that.
You know, I guess it's
not.
What is it then?
That's not. Gonzo porn actually got its name from gonzo journalism, from Hunter S. Thompson. It's basically a first-person perspective, and it's more, like, sex-focused than storyline. Like, gonzo literally, because gonzo journalism is when the journalist is in the action.
Shit, okay. So, that's
so gonzo porn is when, like, the director is in the action.
Right. Well, it's most things these days. It's no storyline. They're at some mansion in L.A. fucking period.
I've never understood the porn where people are, like, outside somewhere fucking, and I'm not sure how that's legal. I mean, I guess there's a voyeuristic aspect to it, but,
yeah.
Like, even in these properties where... You know, it's kind of secluded. Like, sometimes you can see, like, the L.A. skyline.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to wonder, like, is there... There's got to be somebody who can see this from there.
it's probably, like, a celebrity suntanning, sunbathing. And they just got binoculars. What's going on at the Ramos house? Harold Ramis' mansion down there.
But you got to think, though, like, once... Because, I mean, Google has a satellite that can see everywhere.
True.
You got to think... that when that technology gets better, that they could probably zoom in on the San Fernando Valley and just see all of the outside fucking that's happening. I'm pretty sure the outside fucking only happens in the San Fernando Valley and Czechoslovakia. I'm pretty sure that's entirely where it happens.
You know what would be a really cool project to do is like to follow porn stars on Twitter or Facebook.
Do follow porn stars on Twitter and Facebook.
When they check in to, like, map in the San Fernando Valley where everyone is to see how many scenes are going on simultaneously. That'd be awesome.
You know what? I don't see why that couldn't happen. I mean, we could turn porn into, like, a celebrity sighting business.
Oh, damn, that could be our fucking first million right there. Like a porn bus tour type of thing.
Right, and we could work out a deal with the porn stars where they let us, you know, we pay them to check into a place, and then we have, like, a bunch of people waiting outside the shoot.
Totally, dude. And we can go around on, like a crappy bus. Those double-deckers, we'll get it from England, and then just...
We could call it the Bang Bus or something.
Oh, my God. And then the Bang Bros, or you and I.
Oh, the Bang Brothers. Yeah, we could be the Bang Brothers.
We could be reality kings.
I cannot believe those people make money. I cannot believe it. Anyway, we were talking about prolapse. All right, I'm a big fan of anal sex in general, as are you.
Oof, I don't think anybody not knows that about me. Go ahead.
Yeah, really, no. I mean, I'm literally such a fan of anal sex and lesbianism that not only do all of my friends and people that don't even know me know this about me, but we've talked about this, but I literally want to start the ass lesbianism religion, because I believe that the main source of aggressive conflict in the world are from men. I do believe that.
Definitely.
And I believe that if they had women in front of them fucking each other in the ass on a regular basis, that they wouldn't care so much about land and fighting each other over it.
This shit would be resolved. Absolutely.
It's a beautiful thing. To watch one girl put her tongue into another girl's butthole is a beautiful thing, especially if the other girl is her twin sister.
Oh, Jesus. That's more and more common every fucking day on the
internet. I wish it was more and more common every day. But the point is that, you know, I'll be browsing for anal porn on the internet, and I came across... something called a prolapse party.
This is the only thing that's, like, made me physically, like, oh, damn, after years of watching pornography on the internet.
But not just pornography, like horrible things happen, people doing horrible things. We've seen almost everything you could see.
Absolutely. Mike and I have spent time in front of a computer, one night specific, looking at horrible shit on the internet. People being murdered, like being shot after court cases, and a Russian soldier being knifed in the neck, etc. And this was what turned my stomach.
We watched that. There was a video of a Russian soldier on the internet, some fucking unknown Russian soldier, two guys step on his head and saw through his throat. It was one of the most horrible things I've ever seen, except for the prolapse party. I saw two girls, one cup, and it wasn't as bad as the prolapse party.
God. Go ahead, explain what prolapse is.
So apparently, and all of the women involved in this prolapse party were over the age of 40.
Yeah. 40-year-old bros, washed-up porn stars, basically.
Washed-up porn stars,
unknown
literally
stars.
With blown assholes.
Literally.
They've done so much fucking anal porn in their career that their buttholes have prolapsed. They can push half of their guts outside of their fucking asshole.
Push.
And not only do...
So this bubble of asshole goes outward.
And it looks like... But it doesn't just look... like a pink sock. It's not just a fucking, you know, just a bunch of ass meat. It looks like innards being, like, straining against the fucking paper-thin membrane that's holding them in place.
Like the apple is blowing a bubblegum bubble up.
Utterly. You know what it reminds me of? You go into, like, a toy store or pretty much any store, any, like, electronic store, and sometimes they have those, like, squishy balls near the register that you can pick up and mush around the stuff on the inside. Sometimes there'll be, like, a Pokemon in the middle of it, and you can, like, mush it against the side.
Yeah.
It looks like one of those mushy gel balls. And they not only do they push these things out, but they start rubbing them against each other's prolapsed assholes.
That's the party aspect.
That's the party aspect. I didn't get far enough to see if they put things in there or if they, like, twisted them and tied them in a knot and then, like, slapped them with things or, you know, threw confetti at it. I hope at some point one of them just shits out their entire block of guts in one shot and has to be rushed to the emergency room.
And dies right there. That's terrible.
Like, I mean, I can't think of anything more fucking disgusting than not only being able to push your guts out of your asshole, but then slapping them against each other in a pseudo-sexual manner.
Rubbing them ass to ass. Who finds that sexually exciting? I mean, I find it funny.
I don't know, but it had a lot of views. I mean, apparently, and the fact is I got you to look at it.
Yeah, well, I guess that's the way of it, isn't it? Like, oh, check this out.
But you know what? I really think they should relabel it as, like, blown asshole bonanza or something like that.
What's the pay rate for that for the day?
The sad fact is the woman who coordinated that, she, all of her, like, hooking on the side winnings, all of her, like, you know, horrendous, like, we'll get through this quickly, all of the bullshit money that she made being a horrible porn star over the years probably went into funding that prolapse party, unless they were working pro bono.
That's that, man. That poor old bitch. Or bitch.
She's done. And we kind of are, too, I guess, at this point.
That's it. Should I put on the end sequence?
Yeah, I guess. That's our show. It'll be funnier next time, I promise.
You keep it going.
I promise next time it'll be funnier.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
Could.
No, we can't promise that. We can never promise that.
But it'll be from the heart. There you go, kid.
It'll be from the heart. There we go.
All right, kid. Good talking to you. All right, you know,
Mike and Lou are leaving the building, everybody.
Left the building. And
we'll see you next week.
We did.
That's right.
All right. I'll talk to you.
So we'll see you guys next week on our second show.
Later, Negra.
Good night.